Okay. So,
welcome to board meeting today. It's August the 9th, 2023. We have in attendance today, Sierra, would you start?
Sierra Barnett.
Merity Hill.
Lana Fulbright.
Darlene Kerner.
Leanne Denzer.
Christine Cooper.
Roxanne Betty.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Appreciate you being here. Sorry, my clock is about 10 minutes late.
That's all right.
We have minutes to approve. Does anybody have any proposal about the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Just no. Leah, just so you know, Roger and Sonia asked to be excused.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to forgive them for not being here today, then, for sure. Is Tegan coming? Okay, so Tegan won't be here today. Okay. All right. Rental boat loan approval. Lana.
As far as I know, it's on schedule. I think she said that we already approved that the boat can travel already. And so it sounds like we don't have to approve the document itself, since we said it.
Is that the loan to Green River?
Okay. Yeah. And to the family for
Labor Day.
Okay. Correct.
So. Good. I'm glad that went through them. That's good. Any museum updates?
We are turning in Leanne's old office right across here. We are making that a storage room for our artwork, and also the bound newspaper archives from the Regional History Center.
Are you going to be putting in a lot of shelving then?
And so there will be shelving, and we'll black out the windows, that kind of stuff, just because
a little bit
more temperature control. Just because we do not have room in our rolling storage to put the garment rack and everything and keep all of the artwork. And since we have the newspaper archives in there from the Regional History Center, which is 10 linear feet of wall
it's
space.
A lot of.
And they've used them a lot already, plus other records that come with that donation, that I decided to make it a storage facility.
That's wonderful.
So we're in the process of moving and rearranging pretty much all our storage spaces.
That's wonderful.
So hopefully with some help from the library employees that I can grab if I need help moving stuff, that we can get that done also in a short amount of time.
Hopefully by
September. Hopefully by UMA. Because for the Utah Museum Association, we do have a workshop at this facility for the CPT program because our goal was updating our storage area, off-site storage.
Correct.
But I want to show them that it snowballs into other things.
So this will be part of that.
And hopefully if I get this done for art, that it will progress into part of that presentation also.
Were you able to find some good shelving? Are you
right now we have no budget for shelving. We do have some shelving that is already in there. We still have those carts, but hopefully I'll be able to bring in at least some pallets to put makeshift poles in. At least they'll be off the floor like 4 inches for those bigger pieces.
So you're gonna keep museum practices.
Right, try to do the best museum practices and then update as we can with grants and stuff. So far we have no grants scheduled for 2024 at all. So we won't be doing a lot of extra